say something before?
Yeah, that's why I was saying, while you're fixing it, I'm going to go ahead.
Well, I don't want to like leave you out, you know, out on an island without anything to say. You know what I mean?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. Scared myself. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad, shall we not? Hallelujah. He's allowed us to be here. He's allowed us to be woken up today. He says, the slate is clean. Amen. Okay. We were trying to get Connor, I'll tell you what, we should have done it earlier. We were trying to get him up here so, because he's going to lead a couple songs, and I just want him to have the mic properly. So bear with us. Glad we're a small church. If you'd like to stand, I can open with a prayer while he's still doing that. Father, as we come before you this morning, we are grateful and thankful, Lord, for this place of worship, for this place to be able to come into, to gather together, and to be able to speak of you freely. Thank you for the country you've given us and that we still have our freedoms to join each other in church, in your house. And I'm thankful, Father God, for so much, the blessings you've given each and every one of us. And Father, as we open this service up with music, we just pray that you will be glorified, that each heart, Lord God, will sing unto you. Father, it doesn't matter if we can carry a tune or not, because when it comes to you, you hear it the way you want to hear it, and you are glad. Father, thank you again, and praise you. Be with us. Be glorified. Amen. I love it when the little ones speak. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy. Thank you. Hallelujah. Have victory in Jesus, do we not? Amen. Amen. Oh, all the little ones are released to go. Children's Church. Thank you. Oh, you want to go too? Well, okay. Twisted his arm. Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and knew him, and all my love is through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Woo! Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Woo! Hallelujah! Yes! Just think of that. He sought you out before you ever knew him. Amen? Wow. We serve an amazing God. Yes. Yes. Great is thy faithfulness. If you get tired of standing, you're welcome to sit. This is our last song. Thou changest.
see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
We're not doing that one. Are we doing that one? You may be seated.
It sounded like you were done.
I guess we were. The announcements, there's these are out in the foyer if you would like to pick one up. It has the prayer request and the announcements for the week. And Ralph Childs is coming up. He's going to do the prayer, and he's also going to introduce Dennis, our guest speaker.
Thank you, Ranelle.
Good job, Ranelle. Good morning, church. How's everybody doing thus far? Good, 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 good. I just wanted to give a brief update on our granddaughter, Delaney. She had her staples out, 50 of them. It was pretty painful at times, but she's a real trooper. She got through it just fine. Now Monday, she starts all over with the chemotherapy, so still be in prayer for that, because it's a series that will it extend into October, honey? November. So, yeah, it's like there's like three in-hospital treatments, and then there's some two-day treatments in between there, so on and so forth. So anyway, yeah. So, but she's doing good. This has been some time before the staples were out that she had be a normal 12-year-old. So, yeah. So we're praising God for, you know, all he's done through this. Kept us, contained a little bit because it's pretty tough. So anyway, let's get to our prayers and our even praises. So does anybody want to start off? Jessica? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Jessica was commenting on the opportunity that Nathan had to, share the Lord Jesus with someone, and so it's a real blessing that he was spent some time in camp all week, was it? Yeah. Okay. So she was commenting on the praise there. It's Martha. Martha sharing her friend on the neighbor that his name is Don, that is on the, I guess you would say, sort of end of his life, and we're looking for God's mercy in that situation. Who else? I saw Linda. What church family is all about, Linda. Plenty of chicken, too. Be the glory. Yep. Door's always open. Yep. Yep. No matter the situation, the door's always open. God's house. Yeah, for now. Hard to keep him down. Hard to keep us down, right? Yeah. Yes. Cindy.
Praise the Lord for having my kids here. It's been over a year since we've all been together.
Yeah. All the way from Scotland. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Sharing what things that are going on over there in Scotland. Awesome. All right. Yes, Lindsay. That's praise. It's good. Yeah.
Things weren't quite as positive as I was hoping, but they were still positive. So he can have fish now and some pea protein, which opens up.
Sure. Lindsay sharing the praise that the success went with her son in the allergy testing. That's good. Okay, Glenda. Isn't she going to be learning how to be a coach or something like that? Counselor? Counselor in training. Okay. All right. Juliana's going to be in a counselor in training. That's our other granddaughter. Tammy.
The list is long. It's kind of been up and down road. Please continue prayers for Aunt Chris.
might be a little peaceful, a little more peaceful. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Tammy's sharing some things going on with an aunt and husband and Elena and an unspoken prayer. Lots of things going on. Yeah, we know a God that's into. He's able and he's in the business of healing. I don't care if it's physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever. He can heal. So, anybody else? Okay, Jessica. Jessica's sharing a prayer for a request for Ryan. This is your nephew?
No, Ryan is just he's a friend of the kids, little boy in town.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, anybody short? Yes. I'm glad you're here. Yeah. Can I get your name? Marianne. Okay. Any others? Let's go to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come for you. We enter in and just come at your feet, Lord. We know that, and we have the privilege that we can come to the throne of grace anytime, anywhere, any moment. We can just lay our burdens before you, and Lord, you've heard the prayer requests that of the many burdens that are out there. We have the issues of cancer, the issues of travel mercies. We have many things going on, Lord, and we just want to lay them at your feet. We think of those that have been hurting all week. Marianne is one. We just pray that you would intervene there. And Lord, we know that you're a God of comfort. So we just ask that you would embrace her this week and give her that encouragement, that solace that only you can bring. And we bring the Lapes and the Holcomb family to you, Lord. The loss that they have suffered this past week, and their daughter Carrie, the void that she has to endure for the days and months ahead. If there's any comfort that that family needs, we just ask for that right now, that you would envelop those families to give them that comfort and peace that only you can bring. We think of those that are traveling or going to be traveling. We think of Jan Sorensen and Jamie, our worship leader, both traveling. Even Pastor Sparks, we just want to pray for a hedge of protection to be around them as they travel. And Tammy and Jeff, as they prepare to travel, we want you to just be with them as well, to give them that safe travel and bring them home safely. Prayers for, also, Tammy has lifted up prayers for her Aunt Chris, and as well as her husband, that, you know, for healing, Lord, the things that they're going through physically, I'm sure emotionally, anytime you're sick, it's draining. It's just plain draining. And we just pray that somehow you can lift them up and give them some encouragement. We pray for our granddaughters, actually. We pray for Delania. She's embarking on chemotherapy. We just ask, Lord, that you would comfort her, that you would give her a peace as she's going through it. She knows what's coming. I know she's got that anxiety, and I just pray that you would overcome that anxiety with peace. And we also pray for Juliana, who is also going to be traveling. Many praises, Lord, out there. We just thank you for those. You know, the case where Terry's operation came through with success. Also with her grandson, who also had an operation on Friday. We just thank you for the successes there. We just pray for a quick recovery. Don't want to forget Martha's friend, Don, as he's struggling with cancer. It's evident that he's on his last life, or his, the end of life. And Lord, we just pray for that comfort and peace. We just pray, we know you're a merciful God, that you can do the total sum of all things. And we just want to pray for him as well. And I pray, Lord, that I haven't forgot anything, but you've heard the requests and those things that have been brought about and spoken. We just pray that that hand will be on all those that have felt that burden, felt that need, felt that healing, because you're our Jehovah Rapha. You're a healer, and you are our provider. And we give you all thanks, honor, and glory, and praise. And all that is accomplished today will certainly bring you glory, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God is so good, isn't he? Praise God for the miracles. Let's just stand with a closing song. Lord, I need thee. Do we not need him? Amen. Every hour, we need him. Go in God's blessings.